We'll start with ensuring we've got a good supporting posture. And so here's your last chance to get that extra cushion if you need it. So in terms of supported posture, I often draw out a quality of stability in the base, a quality of balance of the torso on the sitting bones, and a quality of openness in the chest. And that openness is coming from the way in which the weight of the arms is supported, so there's something to rest your hands on, so that the shoulders can kind of relax down the back rather than hunch. I think we often find an open posture quite unfamiliar, but it is a very supportive posture for just sitting, because we're practicing openness and we're practicing undefendedness. So we're open in the way of being undefended. And with that posture in place, we're relaxing into the posture, and in the mind we're relaxing into an open, sensitive presence. And we're being present with whatever's there in our experience, with a particular sensitivity to whatever's specifically calling our attention, if there's anything that's particularly in need of attention. And we're bringing this sensitivity and kindly awareness to that. Spending a few minutes to begin with this open, receptive attitude in which everything in experience is welcome. With a particular sensitivity, preparedness to be with anything that particularly needs attention, that's particularly calling on our attention. Trying to find or think of anything, we're just open to whatever presents itself. And if we find there is something particularly on our mind, particularly in need of attention, and staying with that, fully accepting, fully welcoming, being with, and being prepared to be with it for just as long as it needs to be. Highly prepared to carry on doing this for the rest of the practice, if that's what's needed. offering to fully hear and fully feel through whatever needs to be heard, wishes to be felt. And if we feel, if we find that there's nothing in particular calling our attention, or if we find that what was particularly calling our attention feels heard, feels met, feels acknowledged, seeing if it's possible to let go of that one, just allowing it to be present in the broad expanse of experience. Relaxing out of any particular center of attention, so that the presence is a presence to this open space in which new experience might arise. A subtle shift from being present with something in particular to just being present, and to being present with the open spaciousness of mind. with this open, spacious awareness established, we're relaxing into it. So noticing if there's any subtle sense of the awareness being held open. And if there is, relaxing from that, so that the awareness simply is open. So that the open awareness is just happening. Looking for any sense of being present in a slightly deliberate way. And relaxing out of that so that the awareness simply is present. Presence itself is just happening. Not a contrived presence, it's just a spontaneous presence. within this spontaneous presence lies an openness to all that arises. Including an openness to Adhisthana. An openness to the three jewels, to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And if you find at times the openness seems to constrict or close down, see if it's possible to just relax back into it. And if you find that the presence seems to fade or dull, seeing if it's possible to just relax back into it.